It's well known that the Quran includes the story of the Aqeedah, with some variations. In particular, the sun is anonymous in the story, and many Muslims believe Yishmael was the one who was offered. But another story from our Parsha also appears in the Quran, the destruction of Sodom, again with some variation. One interesting change is that Abraham never interacts with Hashem. The Malachim tell Abraham and Sarah about destroying Sodom, and the Malachim tell Abraham to stop davening for Sodom. Another interesting change is that Sarah laughs not about Yitzchak's birth, but when she hears that Sodom will be destroyed. She has no mercy. But the change I want to discuss this morning is in the account of why Abraham davens for Sodom. They say it's because Abraham was, quote, patient and tender-hearted. Many Jews agree with the Quran's version that Abraham davened for Sodom out of compassion. After all, the Gemara teaches that Jews, by definition, are compassionate. But the Torah doesn't actually say why Abraham davened for Sodom. Maybe mercy was not the motivation. That was the argument of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. November is Sephardic month here at Eitz Chaim, and this morning we will examine an idea of Rav Chaim ibn Attar, author of the Or HaChaim commentary to Chumash, as well as Sfarim on Gemara, Halacha, and Nach. He was born in the ancient Jewish community of Salah, Morocco, in 1696. His family included Talmidei Chachamim and political leaders, more on that later, and he became a Rosh Yeshiva. Eventually, he made Aliyah. A shul he established in Yerushalayim stood for more than 200 years, until the Jordanians destroyed it after 1948. After Yerushalayim, he moved to Akko, and he passed away in 1743. The Or HaChaim was a mystic, and there are amazing stories about him. Remarkably, the Or HaChaim has a very large fan base among Hasidim. That began at the very start of Hasidus. The Sefer Malchi Rabbanon records biographies of Moroccan rabbis, and it reports that the Baal Shem Tov, founder of Hasidus, told his students one day that Mashiach ben Yosef had arrived. They checked and found that this was the day when the Or HaChaim arrived in Yerushalayim. The Or HaChaim presented a fascinating thought regarding why Hashem told Abraham about Sodom and why Abraham davened, and it leads to a striking lesson regarding our relationship with the non-Jews around us. After the three Malachim left Abraham's home to destroy Sodom, Hashem declared, "Hamachaseh ani mei Abraham asher ani yoseh." How can I conceal from Abraham what I am going to do? That's unusual. Does Hashem normally tell Abraham what is going to happen? Hashem didn't give Abraham advance notice of the famine in Lech Lecha, for example. The Or HaChaim offered two explanations for why Hashem told Abraham about the demolition of Sodom. The second one is our focus. Heyos she'Avraham hitzil ha-Sodomiyim b'charbo u'b'kashto imlot, nogeya ha-davar elav la'das ma she'yaseh bohem, ki hu b'dayto ha'am asher hitzil odena levetach, v'Hashem hu ma'abdam mibli yediyasav. Rav Chaim ibn Attar said, because Abraham saved Sodom with his sword and bow along with Lot, it would be relevant for Abraham to know what would be done to them. As far as Abraham knew, the nation he saved was still safe, and Hashem was about to destroy them without Abraham knowing. In other words, Abraham had a right to know, because he felt a sense of responsibility for the people of Sodom. Not compassion, responsibility. Now keep in mind, this was not Abraham's family. They were not kindred spirits. They were horribly abusive people before Lot moved there, before Abraham saved them in war. And after their rescue, they went back to Sodom and continued the path. Hashem decided to destroy them for a reason. But Abraham felt a responsibility for them. In fact, the Or HaChaim concluded his comment by saying that the Torah didn't spell out why Hashem told Abraham, "Ki hu davar yadua," because it is obvious. Abraham's responsibility for Sodom was self-evident to the Or HaChaim. This idea that the tzaddik feels and is responsible for others is a theme across the Or HaChaim's writing, and he applied it even when the tzaddik had no prior relationship with the people he was saving. He described tzaddikim since the time of Adam and Chava maintaining the world by observing Shabbos. He criticized Noach because, as he put it, the only person Noach saved was Noach. He argued that Abraham was responsible for the Canaanites, those unredeemed idolaters. At the start of Lech Lecha, Hashem says to Abraham, "Va'avarecha mevarechecha, I will bless those who bless you. And for those who don't bless you, v'nivrechu v'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama, you are responsible to bless those who do not bless you." He repeatedly quoted a pasuk from Mishlei, "V'tzadik yesod olam, the tzaddik is the foundation of the world, meaning that he is responsible for the world's welfare. What does responsibility look like in practice? As the Gemara explains in the Rambam Paskins, it means giving to their needy, taking care of their sick, and burying their dead. As another Gemara explains, Yaakov fulfilled this mission by enhancing the economy of Shechem. And in our parsha, this is why Avraham davens for Sodom. Rav Chaim ibn Attar actually saw this message in action in his own home. His father, Rav Moshe ibn Attar, brokered a peace deal between King George I and Alawite Sultan Mullah Ismail ibn Sharif. Later generations of Moroccan Talmidei Chachamim took the lesson to heart. Rav Shalom Mashash, chief rabbi of Morocco in the 20th century, was close with King Hassan II. When Rav Mashash moved to Israel, the king came to the airport to receive a bracha from him. Tzadik Yesod Olam, the tzaddik takes responsibility for the world, even for stone. But there are reasonable limits to this responsibility, as Avraham learned. He davened for Sodom, but when Hashem indicated that the people were not even minimally worthy of saving, he stopped and went home. We have encountered such a limit today in Gaza. I do feel compassion for the hospital patients whose beds sit on top of Hamas command centers, for the children whose homes sit atop Hamas ammunition dumps. I want to exercise responsibility for them, to be tzaddik yesod olam for them as well. But when someone yearns to harm us, when they promise us that they will attack again and again and again, like in that video I sent out on Friday, then our mandate of responsibility arrives at a full stop. We cannot daven for them, visit their sick, and build up their economy when they are dedicated to our destruction. But that sense of responsibility for our neighbors remains relevant outside of Gaza, with real-world applications, including, right now we are focused on which politicians support Israel and condemn Hamas, but after the crisis, we must also notice which politicians serve the entire community, not just the Jews. That includes taking time to vote for candidates we believe will serve not only our needs, but everyone's needs. Right now, we want to know which other ethnic groups will stand by us. But after the crisis, we should also stand by other ethnic groups. Right now, we are raising funds for Israel, and I'm grateful to be able to announce that our community has, Baruch Hashem and thank you, sent about $45,000 through our Rabbis Fund to various needs in Israel. After the crisis, we should ask ourselves what we can support within West Hempstead, for non-Jews and Jews, as Yaakov did for Shechem. Our duty of self-defense renders the very idea of responsibility in Gaza absurd. But outside the gates of Gaza is a world which needs us, which needs the tzaddik yesod olam. It needs Avraham's davening. It needs Yaakov's financial help. It needs the Gemara's Bikur Cholim. It needs the lesson of Rav Chaim ibn Attar. One last note. Generations after Avraham davened for Sodom, Moshe also took responsibility for his neighbors. He fled from Egypt and arrived at a well in Midian, and he saw Midianite women being harassed. Rather than mind his own business, he took responsibility and helped them, and he married one of them, Tzipora. Her father, Yisro, turned around and helped Moshe and Klal Yisrael, innovating our judicial system. Rav Chaim ibn Attar pointed out that this story teaches us that responsibility is a two-way street, and non-Jews will reciprocate and benefit us as well. When we fulfill the tzaddik yesod olam and take responsibility for the nations around us, then we, like Moshe, will stand to benefit as well. May all of this happen soon.